For the children's sermon, said, "What did Jesus do on Easter?" And this 5-year-old Micah just cut to the chase. He shout, "Jesus riz!" He said he would, and he did. So there we have it, people. Today we look at the resurrection of Jesus through the words of the parable, told at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. You may be familiar with the storyline. As Mark was reading through the scripture, he said, three little pigs. So there are two houses built. This time it's about the foundation, one on sand, one on solid rock. Not surprising, when the storm comes, torrential rains, violent winds, which house remains standing, people? The house on the rock. You know, Jesus says, hearing his words and doing them is like building your house on the rock. Hearing his words and not doing them is like building your house on the sand. This actually, every time I hear it, it makes me remember working at Stony Lake Lutheran Camp. Some of you have been there. We used to go to the Silver Lake Dunes every week, and we would have to climb 3 dunes to get to Silver Lake. So by the end of the summer, we would rotate who got to take the shortcut and not have to climb all 3 dunes, which meant you walked through this path on solid ground and only walked up 1 dune, which went along this edge with houses. Now, you realize, as we're climbing this dune, that you're walking over houses. And the next house is paying a lot of money to get sand removed each and every year. Eventually, the funds will run out. Eventually, their house will be under the sand. Sand is shifty, and it's numerous. We can build our lives on many different kinds of soil, making a lot of money, collecting a lot of stuff, becoming well known and respected, competing and winning. Anybody here ever give off the illusion you have it all together? Focusing on being good looking or being perfect. All of these things are fair weather foundations. They work until the storms come, till the diagnosis of cancer, or a relationship falters, or you fail utterly at something you had planned to do, or those little things in life. It doesn't always have to be the big thing, where you say, my life is literally falling apart. There are just too many pieces. My life is a mess. There are probably many of us in here have had moments where we wonder if we can actually make it through this one. It's a lot to take. And if we do come out unscathed, it's incredible how willing we are to actually return to our fair weather foundations. Those things that are temporal. Today, Jesus is asking us to make him our sure foundation in life. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. So, what are these teachings? What's the word? We're in Matthew 7. We're getting the whole Sermon on the Mount, people. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. Don't try to get the speck out of your neighbor's eye when you have a log in your own. Or another famous one, ask, search, knock. Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Or the golden rule. In everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This chapter is packed with some of Jesus' most challenging and hopeful teachings for us to live by. And Jesus is asking us to be dynamic listeners, not just to listen, but to act on it. And I'm going to argue not just to act on it, but to let these words, this life, become a part of your very being, that every breath that you breathe. We saw it in the video earlier. If we were just acting on one thing, it would be a temporal thing. But the church as a whole is a living, breathing entity. Otherwise, it couldn't be, as he said, legendary and holy, ancient and modern, famous and hated, living and vibrant and ageless all at once. If it was just an act and not a life, how could you walk in dead and walk out alive? Or become individuals walking in here who become shaped into a larger whole? Or become a church where race and money and power no longer have a role at all? He said, welcome to life. Welcome to church. You know, Easter often floods the church with people who might not come each and every week. And I have to ask myself, why is that? Well, the truth is it stands out as holy. This is a holy day. It's a day where we celebrate resurrection. And this is a message that floods each and every church because each and every one of us long and need resurrection in our lives. You know, we may chuckle at Micah when he says, Jesus riz. Jesus said he would and he did. But that is the message. Many of us probably struggle with our own faith and belief, and it depends on what stage or storm we're going through in our lives. But at the very core of it, faith and belief mean that we trust. We trust in the words of Christ, the words he teaches us, and the way that we do live. Each and every one of us want to stand and live on a rock. You know, one of my favorite psalms says, Psalm 40, he pulled me out of the muck and the mire, and he set my feet upon a solid rock. It's beautiful. And that's the God we have. We have a God who pulls us out of shifty sand and out of muck and mire. We have a God who won't even let the thing that we fear most, which is death, win. We have a God who gives us resurrection in our lives every day. Jesus' resurrection wasn't just something that happened a long time ago, and so now we get together and celebrate that thing that happened oh so long ago. Jesus' resurrection means his insertion into the present age. This resurrection is happening today. Jesus is here now in you, in these flowers, in the rain, in the trees, in every breath we share in life. So I'm going to say welcome to church. Welcome to life. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.